This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Tournament is here. The Big Ten is set. I think probably the biggest surprise was Michigan State. And it was funny because I was there when they announced it. I was in East Lansing, and Izzo comes out and he talks and admitted a couple things. One, he didn't sleep the night before. He was like, yeah, you know, I thought we were squarely in once we beat Minnesota. And then all of a sudden, you know, people keep sending him text messages and saying, hey, and now he's watching ESPN and Lenardi and all of these guys. And then when Oregon wins and then North Carolina State wins, it pushes teams down because they're automatically in. They stole bids. He was like, I didn't sleep. Even admitted to the fact that normally he'll have like the media in the room with the team, but he separated us because he said, I didn't know if we were going to make it or not. And it was like, it would have been awkward. Also, he thought like I did, once you saw the first four games set, he was like, oh boy, either we in or we're out. Because they made it. And not only did they make it, then we found out later, all the worry was for nothing. They were the top nine seed. I thought they were a 10 seed. They were the top nine seed. And they cleared that benchmark with space to go. And actually, to some, and I'm going to get to you because you know the numbers, some are even saying they're in a favorable matchup in the bracket that they are starting off with Mississippi State.
Yeah, so I agree 100% with all of that. After they beat Minnesota, I figure, okay, like they're probably fine. Even if they don't beat Purdue, they're probably no worse than the 10. Everything's good. And then we had five bid stealers in the past 2 days, or, you know, that Saturday and that Sunday. Right. And so when they were talking to the committee chair, he was saying that they had never seen anything like it. And they said they had only had like two bid stealers the past 3 years. So the fact that they had five, like you kept pushing it, like you said, just pushing the bubble teams further and further down the line. Then you're seeing all the bracketologists, and it's like, okay, Michigan State, I think after they beat Minnesota, they weren't even listed among the last four byes. And then you started seeing them pop up, more upsets start to happen. You start seeing them last four in. Some people said they might even be out. And I'm like, you know, once the brackets start getting revealed, and I was like, FAU's an eight. I saw some people have them out or last four in, and then A&M was a nine.
Let me stop you right there. That's when I knew all of that stuff was baloney. They didn't know what they was talking about. When I saw FAU early as an eight, I'm like, wait a minute. That changed the game because there was some that had MSU and FAU in Dayton. Some didn't have them in. And then I really knew when Gonzaga was a five.
Yeah.
Who had them at a seven. So I'm sorry, continue.
No, you're right. Like between that, then I saw A&M was a nine. Some people had them out completely. So I'm like, I wonder how much the conference tournament really changed for a lot of these bubble teams. Because I know they said they had slotted 35 of the 36 at-large teams before Saturday. So I wonder, did they just say, this is our team, you know, this is our field, and you know, no matter what happens, we're not going to go into like, okay, well, this team won and then their net went up and now their quad one and twos went down. Like, I don't think they cared about any of that. Once the bracket was actually set, they just started taking teams off as bids got stolen.
You know what? I think you bring up a good point that I've said it before, that I don't know how much people put into the conference tournament. We put in a lot, but it does seem like they were already in there. And we'll make some minor tweaking in case somebody falls on their face.
Yep.
you know, but other than that, yeah, you're in. If you're in, but for the conference tournament, you're in. Now, there's a couple teams where, you know, you're probably sitting there like, okay, worst case scenario, because for a second, I thought maybe Ohio State was going to crash the party. They didn't. But, yeah, it does kind of take away from the conference tournament, and it really bases it on the regular season and what you did. And what I also told people.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Because a lot of people are like, well, I don't understand. You know, they just love Izzo. They just, you know, it's all about the brand name. And I'm like, no, here's what happens. College basketball is the only sport that your entire season matters. What you did in November counts just as much as how you finished the season. MSU, and it was a method to the madness, because I was like, Tom, last night, I was like, Tom, I think I finally understand why you always schedule these games, because I criticize them. Like, man, you might as well put Washington Generals on the front of your jersey, because you don't win them. But you play them, and if you're competitive and you don't lose, that's almost looked at as a half a victory. So because you didn't get blown out by Arizona, you didn't get blown out by Duke, you didn't get blown out by Purdue twice, you didn't get blown out by all of those teams that you play. James Madison, you lose in overtime. Oh, wait, they made the tournament and they won their conference. That's not a bad loss either. They didn't get blown out. They had the Baylor. They actually blew out Baylor. And they didn't have any bad losses, like one of those head scratchers, because like everybody's talking about St. John's. And I'm like, you know what really hurts St. John's? The fact they lost to Michigan. And Michigan only won 8 games. That's probably, if they would have beat Michigan, you probably see St. John's in there. But that one bad loss may have held them back. But I look at that scheduling that they did, and I guess it makes sense now, because not only were they in, they were confidently in, the committee shows like, hey, we are rewarding those who play a tough schedule. Those who don't, I think the Iowa State's non-conference schedule wasn't that great, and they're a 2 seed. They didn't get a 1 seed, even though they knocked off Houston twice.
Yep, and I think you saw that with some of the Big 12. People thought Iowa State could have been the fourth number one seed because of the way they won the Big 12 tournament. You know, they blew out Houston by 30, you know, held them to 41 points. And they were like the last 2 seed. Like, it didn't even matter. And, you know, as we talked about the conference tournament stuff, I feel like once you get to Saturday, nothing else really matters. Like, they really care about Friday and Thursday. But Saturday, their board's pretty much set. So unless unless there's a bid stealer or we have to put a team in automatically, the rest of the stuff, we don't really care about. We care way more about what you did November, December, January, February, as opposed to what you did in this particular week. And I feel like we just saw that throughout the entire bracket process. And, you know, to your point, you know, Providence was mad that they didn't get in, but they pretty much played a bunch of quad four games. And then you had St. John's, like you said, had some bad losses in there early, and they held that against them more so than some of the better wins that they had later. And there were just so many examples of that, you know, A&M being a 9 despite having, you know, four quad three losses, you know, Mississippi State being an 8. You know, we didn't think that they would be that high. You know, it was just so many examples of it. And I didn't really understand what the committee was doing personally, but it certainly seemed to benefit a lot of the Big Ten teams.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.